This is Dakota Daybook for February 21st. On this date, in 1906, according to city attorney Aaron Bessie of Wahpeton, he filed papers that had been served on Ruby Weston the previous day. Bessie asserted that public records could be viewed by anyone in the Register of Deeds office and the sheriff's process docket under the date of February 21, 1906. In May 1906, Bessie cited these signed and dated documents as proof he was at Ruby's house of ill fame on legitimate business. Edgar Carlson had filed an affidavit on March 14th alleging that Mr. Bessie, the Richland County deputy sheriff, and other officials had been drinking and carousing at Ruby's place on February 20th. Carlson further claimed they participated in what he thought was a wedding ceremony performed by a Catholic priest in full garb. The priest was introduced as Father Gumpfer. Carlson said he had paid the priest for his services, thinking he was a happily married man. After the ceremony, Carlson's bride auctioned off her wedding veil and other items. Carlson made the winning bids after several wedding guests drove up the price. But Carlson was shocked when Father Gumpfer removed his garb and revealed himself to be Mr. Bessie. He then learned that Ruby was a married woman. Amid the merriment, Edgar Carlson was left with empty pockets and a broken heart. The Wahpeton Globe, on April 5th, reported that Carlson had obtained legal counsel and planned to seek damages from the parties involved in the scam. These parties were now interested in settling with Carlson and covering up the matter. The real Father Gumpfer, a revered figure in the community, was outraged by the impersonation, and so was his congregation. The Wahpeton Times, on April 19th, deplored the role of city officials in the scandal. The continued failure to stop the operations of Ruby and other such proprietors was lamented. Ruby was even defended by the city attorney in one action. After previous attempts to run her out of town, Ruby had taken her case to the state Supreme Court and prevailed for the time being. In 1921, she was arrested in Bemidji, Minnesota, where she was doing business. She forfeited bond and left town. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lisa Erdrake. I'm Merle Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.